Finally tonight, there's a national movement in schools to teach media literacy skills to teenagers who are growing up with access to more information than any previous generation. In an era marked by calls of fake news and declining trust in media, we turn to our student reporting labs to learn more about how young people experience news and how they think about journalism.
You don't really know what you can believe because there's so many sources saying so many different things.
It's weakening trust between the media and the audience.
I'm pretty sure that I have shared fake news, but I didn't realize it until someone corrected me.
No one knows what to trust and what not to trust anymore.
I shared a couple stories back in during the presidential election that might not be as true as I originally believed they were.
We're having a problem of people actually believing it and then going forward with that news to have riots and things like that.
I believe that it's the new epidemic because people don't understand how fast fake news spreads.
I remember there was a time everybody thought we were in a gas crisis because of Hurricane Harvey, and everybody thought gas was running out. So it spread it throughout social media and everybody got in a panic.
I don't necessarily think fake news is a problem so much as misinformation. People often are keen to take whatever information they're given right off the bat, sometimes without kind of thinking about where it's coming from or what it implies.
It is a person's first instinct to believe that what they see is true automatically, and people need to just double check that, make sure they're getting the information from reliable sources.
Journalism definitely does matter. It is the purest form of communication between people, the politics, and global issues.
We live in a democracy where the people make decisions about government. To make those decisions, we need information. And without journalism, where are we going to get it from? Twitter?
We need to incorporate a type of lesson plan to improve our digital literacy skills.
We spend more time in the media than any generation ever has. And with all of this information being circulated, we need to make sure that the information that's getting to the audience is factual and is correct.
So important that these young people learn these lessons.